Okay, we're almost all here, so we can get started for, this will probably be the end session. We might have a few more minutes at the end.
好，我们现在开始下半场的课，可能这个课就会上到四点。
Okay. Now, just before we finished the last session, I was talking about the westward movement of the client nation.
好，我们刚刚在上一堂课里面呢，讲到最后讲到就是说，这个基督代表国哈，一直从以色列逐渐的向西方迁徙。
Now you have to remember that God is in control of history, and that includes the boundaries of nations and who rules those nations.
好，我们要记得呢，神呢，他是在控制整个历史的发展的，这包括了每一个国，他的国界的范围，以及是由谁来控制这个国家。
But at the same time, he gives every human person free will.
而且在同时呢，神又给我们每一个人呢自由的意志做选择。
See, God can control circumstances, but he cannot control human thinking.
神他可以控制事情的发生的状态，但是他没有办法控制每一个人的决定。
But he will control history and make decisions from his divine omniscience, which means he knows everything. But he controls things based on what we're thinking, really.Yeah, so he looks at a person and says, well, is this person worthy to be blessed? Do they have the capacity to be blessed? Or do they need to be punished?
神呢，他是会因着一个人的思维来给他祝福，给他奖赏，或者是给他一些管教、责难。
That's another topic for another day, but it's very important to understand about how God controls history.
而神呢，他因为有他全知的能力，好，所以他会了解人的一些思维会造成人的状态，但他是不会为一个人当下的决定去做任何的控制的。那这个部分呢是不是今天的主题？那我们的重点是要讲的是说，神他其实是从他的全知全能的状态下呢，是能够控制这个历史的发展。
But when we see the establishment of a client nation, and you know, whether we're talking about Israel in 1441 BC, or we're talking about Rome, under the emperors of Rome, that was about the first century BC, or these countries in Europe, or England, or America. These are all the nations that have had client nation status.
神在拣选他的这个基督代表国的时候呢，从1441年以色列的这个开始哈。就是出埃及记，然后到差不多 西元前一世纪罗马的兴起，然后之后到欧洲，然后英国，然后之后到美洲，这整个历史的一个大的比较重大的一个演进呢，其实是神在控制的。
Yeah, but one thing you see that is a commoncomponent or common factors in these nations are these four, we could say, client nation functions or characteristics.
那我们从这些过去刚刚所前面讲到的这些神的代表国，这个基督代表国的一些国家，他们都有四个很重要的功能，他们这功能是缺一不可的，要有这些功能的国家才有机会成为神的代表国。
And these four characteristics are all based on the Bible. They come out of Bible or biblical mandates, commands from the scripture.
这四个很重要的这个特质哈或功能呢，都是从圣经里面就可以看得出来的。这基本上是神他所定义下来的一些特质。
See, one way that God controls history is through his word, through people being obedient to his word.
而神呢，他之所以控制得了这整个历史，是因为人顺服于神的话语。
That's one way he controls history.
这是他控制历史发展的一种方法。
Yeah, but of course for these things to happen, people have to be willing to do this, which means people have learned the Bible, they understand the concepts, and they apply them.
而人呢，之所以呢顺服，是必须他先理解神有这样子的意志，然后愿意这样做， 然后才会造成这样的历史。
Yeah, and when you have enough people which agree with these concepts, then you can see a client nation being established.
而如果有一个国家有足够的人理解到神他这些他所说的这些概念，而愿意去顺服的去这样做，那这个国家才有机会变成所谓神的代理国。
So the first one we see is evangelism. That means that people understand correct evangelism, and there has to be freedom. Has to be freedom to evangelize.
第一个特质就是说他能够自由的传教。所以第一个他必须要有这个自由。那第二个要有人愿意在那边传教。
Yeah, and that means that the government has allowed people to be free. They're not going to arrest people for being out on the street and telling people about Jesus, for example.
所以呢，这个国家必须是自由的，也就是说，它这个国家是让人可以自由在街上介绍福音给其他的人。
In the United States and other places, I've seen this done in New Zealand and other countries as well. People just stand on a street corner, they'll hold a Bible in their hands, and they'll tell people about Jesus Christ.
就像在纽西兰，还有在很多的西方国家，都有人站在街上，他就手上拿着圣经来告诉路人说。耶稣基督是怎样的一个人？
Some of these people are very vocal and they can get quite a large audience.
那有些人是非常的有这个感染力的，他可以把有的时候在他四周就围了 一群人。
And they can be very direct on their message, saying, if you don't believe in Jesus, you're going to the lake of fire.
而这些人他们有的时候是非常直接的给这个福音，他说你不相信耶稣基督，你就会去到被火海烧死。
Now, some people get upset about that. They don't like to hear that message.
有些人呢会听到这样的这种讯息非常不愉快，他不想要听到这种讯息。
But in a country which values freedom of speech, that person is protected by law. He can say what he wants.
但是任何国家如果呢他是有所谓言论的自由的话，这个人的这个福音讲述是受到法律的保护的，所以他可以站在街上自由的传福音。
And the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, they recognize that, says you have freedom of speech, you can say whatever you want.
也因此呢，在美国的宪法里面就很清楚地列出来，人有言论的自由，你可以按照你的意思去讲述你想要表达的事情。
And people are free to say you're wrong. You know, that's what freedom of speech is. They can say back to you, that's wrong. You know, you have to believe in Muhammad, for example.
而且呢，这个自由呢，不是专对基督徒有自由。对于要反对这个说法的人，他也可以在街上跟那个传道的人说：“哎，你说的是错的。”
That's like a public debate.
这就变成了一个自由的辩论。
And that's okay, but sometimes these things turn violent, and that's where the government needs to step in to protect these people that are evangelizing.
而有的时候呢，这样子的自由的这种互相的这个。辩论呢变成了一个暴力的事情的时候，政府也要有能力来阻止这样子，来保护这些言论的自由，而不要让这些暴力会影响到他们。
Okay, or even if someone was, you know, preaching about Muhammad and the Quran, he's protected by the law. He can say that as long as he's not violent.
所以呢，在街上如果有人呢要传这个回教的福，他们的这个说法也是自由的，只要他不要有任何的暴力。
Okay, and people are free to say what they like. If they don't agree with the government, they're free to say that.
那如果有人呢，他不同意政府的作为，他也应该有自由来发表意见。
So you see how important that freedom of speech is to evangelism.
所以呢，我们要了解这个自由的言论，言论的自由是对于传道、传教、传福音非常非常重要的一个前提。
But when you look at countries today, even Western nations, very few countries really recognize true freedom of speech. They always try to make laws about, you know, hate speech or you have to be tolerant, things like that. So even today, what is a Western concept, and this is from the Bible again, these freedom of speech rights are being taken away.
但是呢，到即使到今天，这种西方言论自由的这种概念呢，它其实是来自于我们的圣经的哈。却是被很多的政府用各种理由把它压抑下来，不提供、不给人民自由言论的自由。
Even in the States, in some states, there was a law passed, you cannot teach against the homosexuals. That was even within a private church.
但是呢，现在甚至还有一些政府呢， 居然也有一种理论，应该说法律哈，规定你不能够有任何的言论是反对同性恋的。所以即使是在我们自己小型的教会里的聚会里，也不能谈这个反对同性恋。
So that is a sign to us that the client nation is coming down. If the government starts restricting Christians from speaking about the gospel and the Bible, that's a sign that the client nation is decreasing in importance.
而我们讲的这个状况呢，正发生在美国。所以其实呢，就看得出来哈，在美国它成为一个自由的言论自由的所谓基督的代理国，神的代理国的这种概念呢，其实已经被压抑。所以它的这种美国成为基督代理国的这个角色也在逐渐的下降。
Another function of the client nation is there has to be good Bible teaching, good seminaries, and good teaching in the churches.
第二个就是神的代理国它必须要有的这个功能，就是它要有很多的所谓圣经的教导。
And it has to be good doctrine. We're not just talking just ordinary Bible teaching. It has to be taught correctly.
所以我们讲的这个圣经的教导绝对不只是一般肤浅的浅层的或者比较基础的圣经教导，它必须要对圣经教义有非常深刻的教导，而好的教导。
The third thing is you have to have missionary activity. That's a sign that the client nation is performing properly.
然后呢，第三个要让一个神的代理国能够很适当的扮演他的角色，就是他的事工活动要非常的活跃。
And that's where the churches will send out people to foreign lands or even within the country itself, actually, to preach the gospel. They say they're supporting foreign missions.
然后这个所谓的这事工是指的那种国际的传道事工，所以这种在神的代理国里面会有非常多的教会，他们有能力而且做非常好的送他们的传教士到国外去传道的这个事工。
But they have to be teaching correctly.
而且必须是正确的教导福音。
In mainland China in the last, I think it was towards the end of the 19th century, there was a man there, Hudson Taylor.Very famous evangelist. And he had quite a big influence on the church in China through evangelism and got many people to believe, I think.
From where? From England.
From England. So about the 1850s or 60s,
no,
I think he started.
I think it's 1880 something.
Oh, okay, maybe.、Yeah. Okay.
在这个19世纪末，就是1885年左右啊，有一位 J. Huston Taylor 这个传教士从英国啊到中国来，他在中国做了非常大的事工。
He had a big influence in getting people to believe in Jesus.
他有非常大的影响力，让非常多的这个中国人都成为了基督徒。
But his focus was on evangelism, not the teaching of doctrine.
但他的这个整个专注的重点是在于给予这个福音的传递，而不是在于圣经的教导。
And what that meant was then after a generation had gone,He hadn't really established teachers like we say native or indigenous, meaning Chinese people, to teach the doctrine to the next generation.
哦，那但是呢，他在中国的传教里面呢，并没有创造出足够的具有影响力的这种本地的人哦，可以用中文去教导圣经教义。
Yeah, and so his influence only lasted about a generation, and when there was persecution on the Christian, they really had no doctrinal support to get them through that suffering and through that testing, and then they all gave up their faith.
但是呢，因为这个圣经的教义的教导不够，所以当时很多信主的人经过了这个当政府啊要把他们就是处罚不让他们信主的时候，他们就没有足够的圣经教义能够让他们有足够的信心来支持他们通过这样子非常大的这个残害，所以后来在那一代的基督徒后来很多都放弃了。
So proper missionary activity, you don't just have evangelism, you need to follow that up with good teaching, of course.
所以呢，一个很好的这个传教呢，绝对不是只是把福音传递出去，必须要后面要跟随着非常好的圣经教义的教导。
The other function, of course, is that the nation, meaning that actually this is sort of more of a government function,、mm-hmm. has to be pro-Israel and pro-Semitic, which means that they would support the Jews or support Israel.
哦、另外一个这个所谓神的代理国很重要的一个重点呢，是从 政府的角度，这个国家呢，它必须能够为支持以色列这个国，也同时呢支持犹太人这个种族的人。
And this comes out of Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 and 3.
好，这个呢就是我们在创世纪十二章第三节里面所提到的。
And that's where God says, if you bless the Jews, you will be blessed.
就像神说的，当你祝福犹太人，你就会被祝福。
Or if you curse the Jews, you will be cursed.
如果你诅咒犹太人，你也会被诅咒。
And there's a lot of countries in the world which are anti-Israel. They're always trying to attack Israel and the Jewish people.
而在很多的国家呢，他们其实是非常的就是与以色列对立的。
But a client nation would be blessed, you know, just as from that general principle.
但是如果是支持以色列以及支持犹太人的这种国家呢，站在一个神的代理国的角色呢，他就是被祝福的。
So these were the thoughts and ideas that were going on in the mind of the pilgrims and the founding fathers.
所以这四个概念呢，在当初美国建国的时候啊，那些清教徒从英国来的人，他们还有所有的建国的元老们，他们脑中都有这四个很重要的概念，所以他们才会成立了美国，而成为了一个神祝福的一个神的代理国。
Yeah, so just to finish off today, what I'll do is I found this website and I'll just screen share here. I'll post this from the Line Group. This is all in English, but we've done some translation as quotes from the early founding fathers.
Tim 会把这个荧幕上的这个连结呢，这个连结呢是大家可以进到你们的那个微信或 LINE 群组里面可以去看哈，因为这个连结是已经做了翻译，他把美国开国元勋的一些故事放在里头。
Okay, and then there's another website here. This is in Chinese. It gives a little bit of information about these founding fathers as well.
另外一个是中文的维基百科啊，它里面也给另外一些讯息，让大家可以看到这些美国的开国元老。
Okay, so just do a study of these people and you know, hopefully you can recognize that the thinking of these people was pretty much the thinking of the common people. Everybody had these ideas.
你们在读这些资料的时候，你们会发现这些人啊，这个开国元勋，他们所想的跟很多人一般人所想的是相同的。
Yeah. Now, not all of these people are going to be Christians, but like George Washington, as far as I know, he was a deist.He wasn't actually a Christian, but he believed in God, and he believed in the usefulness of the Bible. He respects the Bible, and he believes in God. He believes in the guidance of God. But he never really believed in Jesus Christ as the Savior.
Okay. 那这个其中呢，有一位大家都可能都知道的这个乔治华盛顿哈，美国的这个国父，他呢虽然不是一个真正的基督徒，因为他不相信耶稣基督，但他相信神，也相信圣经。
As you read through, you can probably recognize who is truly a Christian and who might support Christianity but is not really a Christian.
所以大家如果读了这些资料的话，你可以分辨得出有一些人是真正的基督徒，有一些不见得是。
Okay, now George Washington, he's the first president of the United States.
乔治华盛顿是美国的第一届总统。
He was the main general, really, that fought against the English after they signed the Declaration of Independence.
After?
Well, yeah. Oh, actually, I didn't mention, but see, when they made the Declaration of Independence in 1776, that was July the 4th, mm-hmm. they weren't independent. It was just a declaration to say, we are independent. But they had to fight for their independence.
好，我们先讲一下哈，在1776年7月4号244年前，他们美国人呢写好了这个独立宣言，并没有代表他们美国就已经独立了，所以这个宣言写出来以后，他们宣告跟英国人宣告说他们独立，但实际上后面就变成开始了两国的战争。
See, they wrote their letter to the king actually, and they had to put it on a shipAnd then they send it off to the king, right? So, and that's going to take 1 or 2 months to get to England. And then they have to wait for a response to come back. So it actually took a long time for these things to get moving properly.
But when the return letter comes back, what's inside the letter?
From what I remember, King George III just commanded his soldiers, you have to wipe these people out.
When he received
it,
right? Okay. 所以呢，这封信，它其实独立宣言其实是写给 詹姆士国王的一封信，所以当他们写好这封信送去英国的时候还得坐船，这个船从这个美国开到英国还需要一两个月的时间，然后呢詹姆士国王收到以后呢就下令要把这个美国全部都给打翻。
Yeah, but in the minds of the people, at that moment when they signed it, we are free. But again, you know, England was going to say, no, you're not. And they had to fight for their freedom. It took, you know, long, maybe 2 or 3 years.
所以当这个乔治华盛顿等人这些开国元勋他们写了这个独立宣言的时候呢，他们美国人心中是觉得啊，我们是独立了。但实际上英国人在当地，在美国也有英国人啊，他们全部都不认为美国是独立的，所以他们就会跟他们打仗。这个战争还是持续了两三年。
You're saying 7 years, right? Okay, so maybe it's 7 years before they had complete victory.
哦，其实是七年，他们还打相互打仗了七年，他们才正式成为独立国家。
Now something else we need to consider is a lot of people call that a war of revolution or the Revolutionary War, but it really wasn't a revolution.
那很多人把这个称之为一个革命性的战争，但其实那根本不是革命。
See, if you have a revolution in the country, that means you're trying to take over the leader. And in that case, that would mean they'd have to go all the way to England and kill the king. But that wasn't their intention. They just wanted to be free from the king.
因为如果是革命的话呢，他们必须是要打倒原来的这个管理他们的国家，代表说这些美国人是要跑到英国去把詹姆斯国王给杀了，然后推翻他们的政府，才叫革命。但实际上在美国，这些人他们只是希望能够不要再跟英国有任何的关联，任何的瓜葛。
So that's why we really should not call it the war of revolution, or some people call it the revolutionary war. It's a war of independence.
所以我们称为，绝对不可能称它为革命性的战争，它其实是一个独立的战，为独立而战。
Okay, now getting back to George Washington, so he was one of the main commanders or the generals which helped to fight against the English and to have their victory.
所以呢，乔治华盛顿在那个时候1776年，他就是代表美国整个军队，美国人这些想要独立的 军队的总司令。
So he's recognized as the first president of the United States and the father of his country.
所以呢，当这个美国正式独立的时候，他成为美国的第一任总统，同时也被称之为国父。
And this is what he said about Jesus Christ. He said, "You do well to wish to learn the religion of Jesus Christ." So it's a good thing. He said, "It's good for you if you learn about Jesus Christ."
乔治华盛顿他曾经讲过。你做得很好，而且你希望去学习，学习什么呢？就是学习耶稣基督的宗教。
And then he said, yeah, these, meaning these doctrines or these things you learn, will make you a greater and happier people than you are.
而且这些你所学习的呢，将会使你成为更好的人，而且更快乐的人。
And the summary there is learning about Jesus Christ makes you happy.
所以呢，它的重点就是说呢，学习耶稣基督可以让你快乐。
Now this is a viewpoint of an unbeliever.
这是从一个非基督徒的一个视野在看这件事。
Okay, but remember he was a deist, and deist means he believed in God, he believed the control of God, and he would actually believe that God gave them the victory. So he believes that God is very powerful.
所以呢，你看得出来，就是乔治华盛顿他是一个有神主义者，也就是说，他相信有神，而且他相信神是控制着整个历史这一切的。
That comes out in this statement. He says the hand of providence. Now, providence means God's providing. When God provides, and so God's hand has been so obvious. Only an unbeliever and wicked person cannot show gratitude to God's work in this, meaning establishing the nation.
好，所以呢，他又讲了另外一句重点，就是说呢，在神的手中，在上帝的手中，一切都是这么的明显的。只有不相信或者是歪曲的人，他才不能够表现出他对神的功所有该有的感谢。
Okay, now John Adams, he's the second president of the United States.
然后第二个美国总统是约翰。亚当斯。
The original quote is in the black, but I've made a summary in the red. It helps us to understand it a bit easier.
然后这个红色的字就是用比较简短的方式来了解他所说的话。我们现在看这个摘录。
Yeah, so we'll read from here instead. He said, our fathers created a free nation based on the principles of Christianity.
约翰亚当斯呢，他说我们的父就是祖先父亲们，他创造了这个自由的国家，是依着基督教的道理原则而建立了这个自由的国家。
And he said, these principles are eternal and unchanging, just like God himself.
而这些原则呢，正是永远不变的，就像神他一样。
Thomas Jefferson.
然后接下来是汤姆·杰弗逊总统。He is also the president.
Yeah, third president.
第三个总统。
He says, the doctrines of Jesus are simple and tend all to the happiness of man.
杰弗逊呢，他则说呢，这些圣经的教义，耶稣的圣经教义是非常简单的，而且对于人如何能够喜乐非常有帮助。
Now he says the doctrines are simple, and what that can also mean is easy to understand. You have to remember these people were very intelligent people actually. So yeah, they would have been learning fairly advanced doctrine actually.
所以他这边讲到说耶稣的圣经教义是简单的，那其实简单的意思就是说是容易理解的。那其实他们这些人当然都是非常聪明的人，他们也才会认为这些都是非常容易理解的。
And he said, I am a real Christian, that is to say, a disciple of the doctrines of Jesus Christ.
汤姆·杰弗逊呢，很清楚地说，我是一个真的基督徒，也就是说我呢，是一个耶稣基督圣经教义的学生。
That's his exact words.
这字一个字都没有改过的，是杰弗逊总统说的。
Okay, now Samuel Adams, he's another very important one of the founding fathers.
山姆亚当斯呢，也是另外一个非常重要的开国元勋。
He was one of the people that signed the Declaration of Independence.
他是其中一个在独立宣言上面签字的人。
Father of the American Revolution, so he had a big influence in the war against England. One of the leading captains, maybe.
他也是其中一个重要的军队的领袖，所以被称之为美国革命的之父，美国革命之父。
And then you have the ratifier of the US Constitution, which means that he was one of the people involved in presenting the Constitution.
他是提出这个美国宪法的人之一。
Okay, and a governor of Massachusetts.
然后他曾经是麻州的州长。
Okay, he said, I rely upon the merits, or meaning the works, I rely on the works of Jesus Christ for a pardon for all my sins, meaning Jesus Christ has given me the forgiveness of all my sins.
然后他讲说呢，我是依着耶稣基督饶恕我的罪所做的功而有我的。
So he's a believer, obviously.
很明显的他是一个信徒。
He quotes this from Proverbs 18:10.
他引用了箴言的十八章第十节。耶和华的名是坚固台，一人奔入便得安稳。
And he also said here, let us do what is pleasing to God. Let us do the will of God, and he will lead us through life and lead us to a better, meaning eternal life.
让我们做会让神喜悦的事，他就会引领我们在我们的人生进入更好的永生的生命。
Okay, now, and he explains the history of the states here as well. This is what I was teaching in the first session. Our ancestors came here to be free to worship God.
好，他呢，在这边就特别讲到我们刚刚上一节课所提到的是，他说我们的先祖们来到这里是为了能够自由的敬拜神。
According to the New Testament.
根据新约。
And to spread the knowledge of Jesus Christ among the ignorant and primitive natives, that's the Red Indians.
而能够将耶稣基督的认识在所有非基督徒或者是这些原住民的世界里面，能够让他们都认识耶稣基督。
So he's recognizing one of the client nation responsibilities, evangelism.
所以他呢，等于是在很明确的将其中一个 基督代理国该有的一个责任很明确的讲出来。
Okay, who's next here? Patrick Henry, he's another man. Now we have translations for this. Patrick Henry, he was a famous founding father as well.
派翠克·亨利也是其中一个非常有名的开国元勋。
And he was what is called an orator. He was very good at speaking and making speeches.
他呢很有名的是因为他非常会演讲。
And he was able to inspire people to go to war against England.
他是那种哦，可以让鼓舞大家哈、哦、起来去跟英国人打仗的那个演说家。
Because at that time, a lot of people saying, "Oh no, maybe we still don't need to go to war. Maybe the king will change his mind, and maybe we can still have peace with the English."
因为在那个时候，很多人还是认为说啊，我们或许不需要去跟英国人打仗。也许这个国王终于会是怜悯我们的，然后我们最好有这个比较和平的方法来解决这些问题。就还是有这种声音。
But Patrick Henry saw the signs, and he knew that the only way they're going to solve the problem was by.Going to war to fight for their independence.
而这个派翠克·亨利呢，他是完全认为，在当时只有跟英国人把这个冲突激起，然后打胜仗了，才可能让这个国家能够自由的独立。
Okay, so we'll close down the Zoom. We have to open up for the last 10 minutes, so don't go away. We'll just close down and open up, and then we'll finish.
好，我们现在赶快关掉这个 Zoom， 马上回来，请大家马上回来，我们要继续把课讲完。